How many of you have ever been to a movie theater? When you go to a theater, have you noticed that before they show the actual movie, they play a lot of previews? Some of the previews, you're going, like, oh, that is going to be the dumbest movie I've ever seen. Some of the previews are good. But the reason they show you the previews is because the studios want to whet your appetite for coming attractions. They want to get you ready so when the film comes out, you want to go see the movie. They want to make a buck off you. In a few weeks, we're going to be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And as I was reflecting on it, I realized that God himself put out some previews of the coming attraction. Maybe you caught some of the previews. I just want to assure you that all previews that we're going to look at today have been approved for all audiences by the Motion Picture Association of Heaven. So I want you to take a look with me at a few of these previews. The first one is all the way back in the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis. I'm not going to read it again because we read this last week, but here we discover who the action hero is going to be. They let you see the main character in the movie. And it's going to be the seed of a woman. It's going to be the seed of the woman. We know that. But in this first text, it doesn't say his name. It simply introduces us to a battle scene that's going to take place in this movie, a really powerful action step where the serpent, the one who beguiled Adam and Eve, is going to strike first and go after the heel of the action hero. But the action hero is going to come powerfully back and crush the head of the serpent. Looks like it's going to be a great film. Can't wait for it to come out. And then thousands of years later, God sends out another preview. He wants to kind of update and give us some more. And you know how movie studios do this. They will put one trailer out, and then sometimes they'll add a few extra scenes to get you more excited and build momentum for the movie. Well, in Genesis chapter 12, God puts out another preview. This one focuses on a guy named Abraham. At the time, Abram, before his name was changed, and God speaks to Abram and says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you so much that you're going to be a blessing. All nations are going to be blessed in you. And so what we realize is that this action hero, this seed of the woman, this descendant of Eve, is going to be a Jew. And as we move on, another preview came out about 100 years later or so in Genesis chapter 49. And in that preview, we realize that this action hero is going to be a king. He's going to have a scepter. He's going to be a ruler. That Abraham had multiple kids, but God's line was going to go through Isaac. And Isaac had two kids, and God's line was going to go through Jacob. And Jacob had 12 sons, but God was going to take it through Judah. And this action hero, this seed of the woman, this Jew, was going to be from the tribe of Judah. Fast forward, probably close to 1,000 years later, and another preview came out. This one featured a shepherd king by the name of David. Turns out that this David is going to be given a line, a heritage, a kingdom that's going to last forever. And what we realize in this preview is that the action hero is not only going to be the seed of the woman, a Jew from the tribe of Judah, he's going to be a son of David, a descendant of David, a king. About 150 years later, God decides to put out another preview. This preview is the one that we looked at when we lit this candle here. And let us know that the action hero is going to have a birth in Bethlehem, which happens to be the place where David was born. And then in Daniel chapter 9, we get another preview. This one lets us know when they're finally going to give you the release date of the movie. I mean, you've been waiting for a long time. When is this thing going to come? I mean, it looks like it's going to be great. Action, power, you know, battle scenes, but when is it going to come? We've been waiting a while. And finally, in Daniel chapter 9, we find out it's going to be 483 years after the decree to rebuild Jerusalem, which just happens to be in the first part of the first century AD. We find out there's a release date. It's just centuries down the road. But then we discover something amazing in a preview that God put out seven centuries before by the prophet Isaiah, that this action hero, you know how these superheroes often have remarkable births? Well, this action hero has a phenomenal birth. He's going to be born to a virgin, according to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. More than that, he's going to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Talk about a superhero. God with us. In fact, in chapter 9, another preview was added on that says he's going to be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And so the world waited. The world waited for the amazing release date. Momentum was building. Excitement was building. People were waiting and waiting and waiting. As it got closer and closer, the momentum and excitement began to build. They could not wait for the release of this film. And finally, the Heavenly Studio put out the announcement. It's coming. The stars came out to see it. One in particular, the Star of Bethlehem, was there. Foreign dignitaries made their way in. They had heard about it. Even though it was being released in Israel, they heard about it around the world and wanted to come check it out. It was announced with angelic hosts. A baby is born, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A lot of people enjoyed the film, but there were those critics. In fact, one of them tried to kill the project. Didn't want the project to go on. His name was Herod. But God intended that movie to play, and for 33 years, that movie played. And many, many people got a chance to hear it. Oh, there were some protests, to be sure. And finally, the protests built to a point where they were able to shut it down. Or so they thought. But the Heavenly Studio had another plan for that action hero. That action hero was not going to get killed off in the movie, but raised from the dead. He lived, was crucified, he died, and was raised again from the dead. And ever since, that movie has been playing. And now, 2,000 years later, we're showing the movie again. For those of you who didn't get a chance to see it the first time, its title, Birth of a King. And if you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ, and you have never seen the film, you have never put your faith in this action hero, then I challenge you this day, this first Sunday of December, that you open your heart to the gospel of Jesus Christ and you say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, change my life. I give you lordship of my life. It's a great film. It's still playing worldwide. Billions have seen it and accepted it. But the studio wasn't content just to put out one movie. Studios put out a couple more that I know of. One of them I heard is going to be released very, very soon. In fact, probably within the next year. I know I've seen previews for at least 20 years. Maybe even longer, but I've only been in the area 20 years. But this next one that's going to be released is going to be incredible. And I'd like to share with you the previews to that one as well. Just so you know, again, all audiences it's been approved for, so you can see this one as well. See, this one has some action scenes in it too, but it's different. This one, the first scene we see is a movie camera filming a church. And in the church, people are worshiping God. And the place is saturated with the presence of God. That people, when they walk through the doors, can almost say, I feel something. The presence of God. And they're brought to their knees. It isn't simply a service for an hour to get it done. God is in the house, and people are awestruck before him. That's what the first scene I saw in the film. So powerful is it that people start streaming in saying, I've heard God is in the house. I need to get right with God. But that's not the only thing going on in this preview, this movie. Another scene shows people praying. And it's not just a 15-second grace before an hour's meal. They are connecting with God in prayer. They are hungry for the things of God. They're just not praying for a few minutes in a service. They're praying at home. They're praying in small groups. They're gathering together to pray around the clock in prayer and worship. It looks like it's going to be a great movie. But wait. There's more. Because as the scene begins to pan, we find something else going on. People are getting healed. People are coming in with blind eyes and they're walking out seeing. People are coming in with deaf ears and they're walking out hearing. Cripples are being brought in wheelchairs and they're walking back out without the use of the wheelchair. People are coming in and their lives have been mangled and beaten up with addictions and they're being set free. People are coming in demonically bound and are going out with liberty in Jesus Christ. People with damaged emotions are coming in and they're walking out experiencing wholeness in their emotions, a hope, a healing, and a wholeness. It looks like it's going to be a blockbuster when it comes out. More than that, you find the people in another scene, they're gathering together. They can't get enough of the Word of God. They're studying the Scripture. They're gathering together because they want to be good disciples of Jesus Christ. They want to grow in their understanding of the Word of God. They want to grow in what it means to be a disciple. And they don't want to just do it alone. They come together in groups. Small groups start popping up all over the place. Little gatherings of believers where ministry is taking place, where relationships are being built, where people are being cared for. It isn't just a Sunday thing where the pastor does the work and everybody else is an audience. The body of Christ is ministering to the body of Christ, and it keeps multiplying all over the place. That's what I saw in this movie. And in the movie, as I watched and I saw the leadership not trying to control it, but seeing leadership release people to do what God has gifted them and called them to do. It's not being micromanaged by leadership. It's being managed by the Holy Spirit, and leadership is out of the way, simply facilitating what God is doing. And I see something else in this film is the people aren't keeping it to themselves. They can't share it enough. They look for people wherever they go to bear good news, the witness of good news to Jesus Christ. And they don't just talk. They're looking for ways to serve their community in love. And in this film, what I saw near the end of the film was it wasn't just in one church. It was church after church after church throughout the county. Maybe you've seen trailers to the film. It's called The Awakening of the Valley. It's coming soon to a church near you. I think the release date is sometime in the next year. I can't wait to see that movie released. I can't wait to go and bring my friends to see that movie. It's going to be incredible. But there's one more movie that the studio's putting out, although they haven't given us a release date yet. I hear that in this movie, the action hero from the first movie is going to come back and play the part again. According to John chapter 14, when he spoke to his disciples, he said, "Hey, look, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and receive it in myself." I'm coming back. The action hero is going to be coming back, returning for reprise his role. As the movie previews are played, and again, just like the others, it's permitted for all audiences so children don't have to step out while we go over these previews, is that the angels show up and they confirm the fact that the movie's coming out and said to the disciples as they're gazing up in the sky after the action hero was taken to heaven, "Hey, why are you guys looking up there? That same Jesus that you saw go up, he's coming back in the same way." So we know that this film is going to be a good one. It's verified by Jesus. It's verified also by the angels. Jesus says that when it comes, it's going to come with fanfare. It's going to be incredible when it comes. All kinds of signs and wonders and all these things letting you know the movie release date is right around the corner. We're seeing some of the first signs of the release date. We just don't have the date yet. It hasn't been posted on the internet. So we don't know when it's coming. So we just have to stay ready. Because when it does come, you're not going to want to miss it. Now, a few decades later, the Apostle Paul gets in on it, and he has a preview for us, and he says, it's going to be incredible. He said there's going to be the sound of a shout of the archangel. There's going to be the trumpet sound, and it's going to be incredible because the dead in Christ are going to rise. And then we who are alive are going to be caught up in the air to be with the Lord forever. Sounds like an amazing premiere to the movie. And several decades after that, the Apostle John tells us, in what to me is one of the most dramatic previews, that I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That film, we've looked at the first film, The Birth of a King. That one's already been released and it's still being shown. We know that just around the corner, the Awakening of the Valley is coming. And sometime in the near future, we're going to get the release date. We're going to see the premiere of this film, a film that's entitled, with all due respect to Lord of the Rings and Tolkien, Return of the King, the return of the real king. And it's going to play worldwide. We got to be ready for it. Got to be looking for it. Three films put out by the Heavenly Studio. If you haven't seen the first one, as we prepare to receive the Lord's Supper, and this brings us all the way back to that scripture I asked you to open in your Bibles to, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. God sent another preview, a preview that plays every time the church celebrates the Lord's Supper. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when given thanks, broken, he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." After supper, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. All of you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." How would you like to be involved in the previews, the movie trailers? When we celebrate in just a moment or two the bread and the cup, we are linking together all of those movies into one event. That Jesus was born in a manger, but that little baby grew up as Savior of the world. And that the only way to save us was to die on the cross to bring us back in relationship to the Father. And that by doing so, he made life, eternal life, abundant life possible for the people of God. The first movie made possible the second one that we're just about to enter in, and ultimately made possible the third, the return of the King, where he will come back and we will see him face to face, and the one we have worshiped by faith, we will worship in his very presence. You don't want to miss the movies from this studio. You can probably miss most of the other previews shown in the theater, but don't miss this one. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your unique creativity in presenting the gospel, for us to be able to hear the truth that Jesus' birth was not an accident. It was not a plan B. It was not an oops. That from the very beginning it was planned that this action hero would conquer and defeat the devil and defeat disease and defeat depravity and defeat depression. That he, this action hero, this superhero, this seed of the woman, this Emmanuel, would be the one to crush the serpent's head. We thank you, Lord, for the awakening that is about to burst in our valley, that will transform the way we live here. Your glory and your power is about ready to premiere in this valley, and we don't want to miss that one. And Lord, as we do this, we recognize, however, this is not home, that we're passing through, because the return of the King will bring about the final end of evil, the overthrow of all that is ungodly, the righting of every wrong, and he will reign forever and ever, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. that at his name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And you welcome us, Lord. You invite us to catch these films and to put our faith in that action hero, to trust Jesus Christ as Savior, who lived, who was crucified, who died and rose again, who offers to us the gift of eternal life to those who would repent and put their faith in him. I pray, Lord, that if there is anybody here today who has never experienced the grace of God, who has never opened their heart to the good news of Jesus Christ, that this morning, this service, they would embrace Christ. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.